We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story now. U.S. Customs officials seizing close to 15,000 pairs of counterfeit Nike tennis shoes before they could be sold on the internet for millions of dollars. These shoes intercepted as they came through the ports of L.A. and Long Beach. We get more now in this live report from KMX 1070's Pete Demetrio.
Customs officers were doing snap inspections of containers at the port. They spotted some that were labeled as napkins. That didn't match the manifest. Customs and Border Protection spokesperson Jaime Ruiz said these were top-of-the-line shoes highly coveted by collectors.
Air Jordan 1 off-white, Air Jordan 12, Air Jordan 1 blue, black, red, and white.
These shoes normally go, through collector sources, at anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 a pair. They estimate $2 million worth of phony sneakers were seized. Ruiz says this makes the point that indeed there is a tremendous amount of money that would go to criminal organizations that are bringing this into the country. The advice to customers, to people who want to buy these type of shoes, go through legitimate sources. Otherwise, you don't know what you're getting. Reporting live, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, we're about to enter the heart of fire season, and over the next 2 days, conditions could be ripe for wildfires, especially with the strong Santa Ana winds kicking in. Southern California Edison is ready to shut off electricity if it has to reduce the risk of a big fire.
The Santa Anas are coming, and whenever we have strong winds, there's always a chance that a live power line could be knocked down and right into some dry brush. David Song is with SoCal Edison.
We have notified approximately 174,000 customers that they are on circuits that are being monitored for a potential public safety power shutoff.
He says they look at a lot of different things.
We're talking about the sustained wind speed. We're talking about wind gust. We're looking at relative humidity. We're looking at the kind of fuel that's on the ground.
Tens of thousands of people could end up having their electricity shut off if the conditions warrant it, like in Palmdale or Lancaster or Santa Clarita, and residents are advised to be ready to leave quickly if there is a fire.
And we'll be out of the house in less than an hour and a half if necessary.
Cal Fire, though, says wind-driven fires roll through very quickly and people should be prepared to evacuate within a matter of moments. In La Cañada, Flint Ridge, John Baird.
Santa Ana winds are on the way. Scott Larimore with the Weather Channel has that part of our in-depth team coverage.
Well, today's the day to talk to your family and prepare for potential critical fire weather conditions here for Thursday and Friday. A red flag warning up for most of L.A. and Ventura counties in effect 3 a.m. Thursday morning through 6 p.m. Friday. This is an all-day Thursday thing, and we think the conditions will continue to be bad Thursday night into early Friday morning. Big Santa Ana wind event unfolding with some peak wind gusts 10 a.m. Thursday through 6 p.m. in the coast and valleys at 50 to 55 miles per hour, and in the mountains could see some 60 to 70 mile per hour wind gusts. Combine that with single-digit humidities, and we've got the recipe for very dangerous fire conditions here. Remember, ready, set, go. Be prepared to evacuate quickly if the orders are issued. I'm meteorologist Scott Larimore, KNX 1070.
Meanwhile, the outages to prevent wildfires have already begun up in Northern California, and they're on an unprecedented scale. PG&E, a spokesman for PG&E, Megan McFarland, says more than 500,000 customers have already seen their power cut off, with more than 230,000 more who could see outages ordered this afternoon. McFarland also says it will take a while to get the power restored to everyone.
We have to inspect every, you know, foot of the line that is de-energized and make sure it's safe, make sure there's no debris or damage from the severe weather. And after we've done those complete inspections, then we're able to re-energize the lines and get power back on. That's why we're always telling our customers to be prepared for an outage that lasts several days.
Governor Newsom says he understands the frustration for the people affected.
They should be outraged. They should be infuriated by this, and I recognize that, as we are.
But he also says the utility has to protect public safety.
This should not happen. to happen, and it's on PG&E's watch that this has happened, but they've created the conditions that have forced this decision, and it's unfortunately the decision that needs to be made, but not the decision that should be allowed to be made in the future once they upgrade their technology and upgrade their infrastructure.
KCBS radio reporter Holly Kwan is in Oakland and tells KNX the outages are causing real hardship as people empty shelves of bottled water and they're lining up for gas.
It's like the end of days up here. People are actually, they're doing this to be prepared, but they're also really angry at PG&E because they're saying, you know, come on, just, you know, don't burn down my neighborhood. That's it. But now you're going to make us go through all this. And the problem is because some of the outage areas, it's kind of spotty, you know, so your kid's school might be closed, but you have to go to work.
Cal Fire says it has increased staffing because of the extreme fire weather.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.